Chapman.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. We're here on the live Black Friday edition of the show. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
We are talking about all things Black Friday, but anything else as well. I mean, it's up to you. If you want to bring something else up, that's certainly your prerogative. Still, I've yet to hear any stories of people who are at Black Friday this morning or last night. Walmart opening up at 8 o'clock in the evening, running sales all the way through, presumably all night long. I don't know if some stores shut down at midnight or just stayed open all
night. My understanding from our friend that works at one of the Walmarts, they were doing specials. So at 8 o'clock is when they opened, and they had certain specials.
Right.
And then at 10 o'clock, okay, here's special number two. And then, you know, stayed open, and then at 5 o'clock is when they would do the third round of deals.
Right. And at some point, people went insane and ended up pushing one another, at least at one Walmart in Moultrie, Georgia, where we're on the air.
Yeah, I believe that was the 5 a.m. Cell phone special.
Yeah, we couldn't figure out what people were freaking out over, but it appears to be some sort of a prepaid cell phone. The scene sounded a little bit like this. People are pushing, shoving, grabbing phones, attempting to hold on to the phones. I mean, it's just absolute madness. And that's not the only place. Also, Victoria's Secret in Overland Park, Kansas, had people screaming at the top of their lungs as the doors rolled up on the mall building, or the little outlet there in the mall, and screaming over a pair of yoga pants. Now, you can get yoga pants anywhere, but you can't get them anywhere with the word pink emblazoned on them, apparently, for $13. So that's why people were freaking out.
Yes, and apparently there's been some sort of IP scuffle over the last couple of years between Victoria's Secret and Susan G. Komen Foundation.
The breast cancer thing.
Over who has the naming rights.
Wow.
Or who owns the rights to the color pink.
Hmm. Well, they should throw in musical recording artist Pink in there just to have the trifecta.
She uses the... it's slipping my mind.
A symbol or what?
Yeah, she doesn't use the letter I. The exclamation.
Oh, really?
She uses an exclamation instead of an I.
So you're welcome to tell your story. We've been talking about Walmart because there's always the news about people freaking out at Black Friday. And by the way, the videos for these two things that we're talking about, I have posted to the our Facebook and Twitter. So if you want to go and see the videos of the madness, you're welcome to do that. But there's always stories like this. You know, you had a story, Daryl, about a dude that pulled a gun on another guy who jacked
in
him.
In San Antonio.
Right. And
where I used to live.
There were some threats as well, some theft, some actual robbery. There's all kinds of, you know, madness that goes on.
I think there was something about somebody getting shot over a parking space.
Yeah, allegedly. Things really escalated in one parking lot. So there's always no shortage of these stories. But what's different with this year's Black Friday is the Walmart protests that were organized all around the country, where some are saying thousands turned out. Others, like the Walmart people, are saying only 50 store employees missed work today. And you can't tell whether or not they actually went to the protests or they just missed work. And according to the story over at Salon.com, Walmart stores rang up almost $10 million in transactions, not $10 million, far more than $10 million, but $10 million transactions from the time doors opened for Black Friday shoppers at 8 p.m. Thursday until midnight. Meanwhile, the following strikes and protest actions have been reported. And then they go through a little laundry list here. Dozens of protesters supported strikers in Miami when they walked off the job last night. 500 workers and supporters marched on a Walmart in Landover, Maryland. Now, again, that's a misleading number, right? There couldn't possibly be 500 workers at that one Walmart who would have
right.
walked. It's 500 workers and supporters. They're not even saying they're Walmart workers. It could be just the workers from the workers' union
yes.
that went and struck.
And
there.
We all know that some of these unions are notorious for basically hiring people to go protest.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've got all kinds of money because they get the union dues from
yeah.
everybody that's a part of it. Striking Chicago workers and their supporters marched on several Walmart stores in Illinois this morning. And then also there was a picket line allegedly outside of a Duarte, California store. In Florida, U.S. Representative-elect Alan Grayson walked a worker off of her job on Thursday night and then joined workers on the picket line on Friday morning. I highly doubt that politician will be getting that girl a new job in that case, but he did walk her off of her existing job, apparently. Dozens protested with striking workers in San Leandro, California. Workers in Clovis and Albuquerque, New Mexico, allegedly walked off the job. In Lancaster, Texas, Dallas police ushered strikers off Walmart property, but they continued their protests nearby. The walkout in Kenosha, Wisconsin, was amplified by a light show last night, and workers are now on strike in Milwaukee. In Quincy, Massachusetts, supporters projected a 30-foot stand-up, live-better message on a facade of Walmart Supercenter, presumably with a laser or something like that. They distributed 650 flyers, 500 sets of hand warmers, and 300 I Support Walmart Workers' Rights stickers to customers waiting in line, along with thank you cards for associates. And finally, the Salon.com article reports that civil disobedience took place in Paramount outside Los Angeles, where organizers say 1,500 workers and supporters are demonstrating against retaliation. 9 people have been arrested for sitting in the street on Lakewood Boulevard, including 3 striking Walmart retail workers from area stores. And there you have it. One of the other things they have in this article is video from a mic check. Now, are you familiar, Daryl, with the mic check?
Yes. That was the procedure that was used by some of the Occupy groups to get around the restrictions of using voice amplification devices.
Correct. In some cities, there are, you know, governmental laws that prohibit the use of amplification devices like megaphones or
yeah.
that sort of thing. And so the mic check is a way around that by using people's voices in unison to repeat the speaker. So if someone calls for a mic check, other people then will repeat what that person says. That's what went on in a store in Maryland, and we've got the audio for you here. By the way, I'm looking here at the size of the crowd. Fairly decent. They've got approximately at least 25 people, I would say, within the camera's view, and there's probably more around the side of the camera. I'm going to say 30 to 40 people.
A couple dozen.
Have come into the Walmart store and are doing this mic check.
In support of Walmart Associates.
In support of Walmart Associates.
We are here in support.
We are here in support.
Now, there's no evidence that anyone in this video are those people who are allegedly refusing to work today.
Right.
You don't have anyone in a Walmart smock standing in this circle. So presumably these are people who are just protesters in this group. And this is not my tactic. I would not use this tactic. I am not concerned for the Walmart workers because they're all there on a voluntary, consensual basis. No one's being forced to work there. But what I would find interesting is how Walmart responds to this. Did they call the police to arrest all the protesters? I don't believe that is what happened at all. I think Walmart allowed them to go through with this protest. They may have asked them to leave at some point.
Also, very unlike the Shire Choir protest inside the liquor store, to where people holding cameras were assaulted by store clerks.
Yes.
Police were called, and then you and several other people are now possibly banned for life
from every state liquor store in New Hampshire.
I have a question for you, and I'm not sure how much of this you've gone over on the air about the ban or so-called ban from the courthouse that turns out it's not really a ban, just give us a call first. Is it the same way with the liquor store? You could go to the liquor store and be called
first? I'm just banned. Just banned from the liquor stores. And so that was the state's response to a protest in one of their stores. Just kind of shows you the difference between how private business responds to folks and state does. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. This live BRAC. I keep saying BRAC. This is not Space Ghost. Black Friday edition of the show. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Maybe you want to share your experiences with us as a retailer or a customer today if you went out into the crowds. Now, my question about this online over at Facebook and Twitter did not really result in, you know, sometimes you can ask a question there and you get 50 responses or 30 responses in no time. Thus far, only two people have responded. Richard Staley says that his Black Friday consisted of playing World of Tanks, then breakfast, then more World of Tanks, followed up by drinks at my favorite pub. Another person told us that their Black Friday was them sleeping until 9 a.m., then went to Home Depot and bought stuff on sale with no crowds, because I'm not crazy, he says. That's Doc Simon on Twitter. So maybe people just, you know, in our listening audience didn't go. That's certainly a possibility. I went 1 year back in Florida, and it was kind of fun. Like, people were friendly. We were out in the lines, you know, and maybe it was because it was Florida and it wasn't too brittle cold outside. Maybe you aren't as crazy if you're in Florida going to Black Friday as you have to be in some other places where it's freezing as you're waiting to get into the stores. But I remember it being a positive experience with people that were in a relatively good, kind of cheery mood. Most people were relatively calm when they went inside the store. There was a bit of a rush to get to some of the deals, but no pushing or shoving or anything like that. So I had a good experience.
Fact, I honestly don't recall if I've ever gone out shopping on a Black Friday.
Yeah, I made a point of going out, not because there was anything particularly great. I think I got, like, you know, one of those books that you put CDs in, you know, those kind of storage cases.
Yeah.
I got something like that. There wasn't really anything that I absolutely had to do, but I just wanted to go and be, you know, in it from the inside. I've been in it from a retail perspective for a number of years. I just never was a customer, so I wanted to see what that was like. You know, my experience was positive. I even know a couple who met in line at a Black Friday, and it's been several years. They're still together and getting along very well.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
It is sweet. So 855-450-FREE. Not everything regarding Black Friday is pushing, shoving, violence, gun pulling, and theft. So sometimes people can meet and fall in love on Black Friday. And we're talking about the Walmart protests. We'll continue that here in a moment. And then you've got something about Black Thursday,
yes,
Daryl. But first, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Now, SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, so you can check up on them. And they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com in our banner column. So again, that's SACL CAI. As we continue here, we're sharing with you the some of the Walmart protests that were going on today. There's conflicting information out there about it. The unions are saying it was a great day. There are thousands of people out there, hundreds of people walking off their jobs across the country. Walmart says, yeah, no, there were 50 people that didn't show up nationwide. And we don't know whether they walked off their jobs or just called in, because that's what some shiftless employees do,
right,
on a day like this, is they call in sick. So the actual response, we don't know. We do know that here in Keene, absolutely nothing happened, according to one of our friends who is a worker at the Walmart store in town. So what was your experience? You're welcome to share it. Some people, though, there were some places there definitely were protests, though, and there's video from a store in Maryland of folks conducting a what is called a mic check inside the store. I'll continue that footage here. This is from, again, a store in Maryland, which the video at this point has frozen on YouTube. We will jump ahead and bring it to you now. They don't have that freedom? The Walmart associates don't have the freedom to speak out?
You have no First Amendment rights inside of Walmart, I guess. I have no clue.
I don't think that, you know, while if you're a Walmart associate, it probably wouldn't be appropriate for you to conduct a mic check in your store.
Right.
And there don't appear to be any associates in this crowd of folks, which, by the way, it does look a little bit larger than I initially estimated, probably closer to at least 50 people in this crowd as the camera pans around. But I can't imagine Walmart is going to, you know, stop you from having freedom of speech outside of their store.
Or even inside the store talking to a manager saying, hey, you know what, I think I'm not getting paid enough here. Is there a way I could get a raise?
Never hurts to ask.
You know, that's one form of speaking out. But apparently, you know, they're making it sound like you can't even do that. If you dare speak of pay raises, you know, you get sent off to the dungeon, right, never to be heard from again. And, you know, you wear this ball and chain and an electroshock collar that forces you to go to work in these horrible conditions that, you know, 12-year-old children in China aren't forced to be put in.
So the associates are dying at Walmart, because if the associates aren't getting enough to live on, they must be perishing. They're starving to death.
Yes.
Is that what we're supposed to take away from this? This seems a little bit hyperbolic. I mean, I understand that, you know, Walmart is not the highest paying store in all of the country, but there are plenty of entry level jobs that pay a fairly small amount of money to their employees, usually because they're low skilled jobs where anybody with a pulse and who's not crippled can get the job. And in fact, of course, you also know that Walmart does hire people who are crippled for some of their jobs. So they're known to do that, like with greeters, for instance, at the door.
I've even seen
office staff
people over in the customer service area, you know, with the returns, some of the checkout lanes. You might have somebody that, you know, is in a wheelchair scanning your items.
I've seen that too. And so clearly those people are living.
I have absolutely no problem
with
it.
Are they dying? Are those people dying?
No. They don't appear to. Right. But I think where people get this, you know, they're not making a living wage is from the fact that there are some people that work at Walmart that are also on government assistance, such as food stamps, maybe living in the subsidized housing, stuff like that. You know, so people that work at Walmart, some of them are also getting government benefits in the form of welfare. So, therefore, that must mean that Walmart is not paying them enough to live on. Well, maybe the people need to either find a better paying job or not have as many expenses.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are poor because of their habits, not necessarily just the circumstances in which they find themselves. If you have a habit of smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day, as well as drinking alcohol at night, that's going to severely impact your ability to save any kind of money and prepare for a rainy day.
And if you have a number of children, getting paid, you know, just over minimum wage is going to make, you know, it's going to make it a lot harder to survive. You're not starving to death, but you do need that little extra assistance.
Right, and just because you happen to end up with a child doesn't mean that it's the business's fault that you made that choice and that now all of a sudden you're owed extra money because you decided to have sex unprotected. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want here. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features that you can find there. They're all free, archives included. So you can just go and download as many shows as you would like at freetalklive.com. We have the latest 7 days at the top of the page. Then you can click into the archives section and go back for years. Also, our SoundCloud page allows you to go back for years and share any of those episodes that you want on pretty much any social networking platform that is your preference. So you can reach our SoundCloud page by, if you're anywhere on the web, you can just type in soundcloud.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to our SoundCloud page. Or if you're already on freetalklive.com, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share for our link to SoundCloud. And that makes it easy to share all of those episodes, including the Edgington Post. Whatever it is you want to share, you can do it through our SoundCloud page. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Daryl Perry joining me from FPP.cc. And then coming up, Daryl, you're going to share with us a story about Black Friday becoming Black Thursday.
Yes.
But, of course, we will take your calls about anything you want. And we're in the middle of playing the audio from the Black Friday mic check at a Maryland Walmart, where what appears to be about 50 protesters came into the store claiming to be standing in solidarity with the workers at Walmart. There was no evidence that any workers from Walmart were actually part of the protest, but nonetheless, they claim that they want the workers to be paid. You know, they didn't use the term living wage, but they did suggest that they get... Well, what was the term that they used here? Let me back it up a little bit.
Pay every associate!
Pay every associate!
Enough to live on!
Enough to live on! Okay, so another way of saying the living wage.
Yes.
And... clearly, the Walmart associates are living. They're all there at work, and there's not a huge death count of Walmart associates. So I would say that's a little bit of an exaggeration. But this is a common refrain amongst folks that are ostensibly on the side of workers, that they want a living wage to be paid, that all jobs should have a minimum living wage. And look, man, I get it. You want people to have a better lifestyle. You want people to enjoy more things, to have more leisure time. I get all that. That's a good thing to want for folks, I think. But what you're missing is the economic reality of what you're asking for.
Ian, quit trying to ask people to understand economics and supply and demand.
I don't claim to be an economist.
Inflation.
Look, Daryl, I don't claim to be an economist. I didn't go to school for this stuff. But I am somebody who knows a little bit about running a business. I didn't go to school for that either, but I've been running a business for my entire life on my own. And I know that when you run a business, there are costs involved.
Yes.
And that when you're providing a product to people that want to buy those products, you have to pass those costs on to those people. Otherwise, you're losing money, and you can't run your business very long if you're losing money.
Right.
So, therefore, if... the costs involved in providing the service or product to folks, a big part of those costs are labor costs. If you increase those labor costs, that means you have to pass those costs on to the customer, meaning you have to increase your prices or cut jobs, because you can do that too. Like, you know, Daryl, I could perhaps fire you and just run the show all by myself.
So,
you know,
so if I ask for a pay raise, then you might have to start charging for the archives?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not a realistic example because you're here on a consensual basis,
right,
and you're not getting paid anything besides the fun and experience of being here, and I appreciate you being here for that. We get to plug your website too, and you wouldn't do it if you didn't enjoy it. But you know, the idea that you can just raise prices across the board, raise wages across the board, and that's all that's going to happen is ridiculous. If you raise wages, prices are going to go up, and then you've done nothing. Because if you raise the wages of the people that are flipping burgers or whatever from $8 an hour to $38 an hour, then you're going to be having to increase the cost of every single menu item.
That's it. Everybody needs to make $1 million an hour.
Well, that's how you really show the absurdity of this, because people have a tough time seeing how ridiculous it is if they're just advocating from going to from $7 an hour to $20 an hour.
Yeah.
They can't see how that affects things. But yeah, if you went up to $100 an hour or $1,000 an hour or $1 million an hour, then you can start to show people, hopefully, break through the cognitive dissonance that's building up and say, look, what would you do if you were running a business and then all of a sudden you had to quintuple the wages of the people that you were paying to work for you?
Yeah.
How would you make that money? You'd have to raise prices. And so as people's wages go up, prices also go up. And so you haven't done anything to help those workers because now all of the stuff they're buying is more expensive. How have you helped them?
Well, even if you look at what wages are now compared to what wages were 100 years ago, and then factor in the official inflation rate that shows that the dollar has decreased in value 97%,
mm-hmm,
then, all right, so that increased wage from dollars a day 100 years ago to, what, I guess the average wage now... maybe $100 a day is a...
let's say $8, $10 an hour times 8 hours, so $80.
So
that's
$80
before taxes.
Yeah. So $1 a day to $80 a day, but everything cost more, you're not any further ahead.
No. But that's what these people are advocating for with this this mic check and this so-called living wage. So whenever you hear somebody advocate for the living wage, ask them those questions and see what they say about it.
To take care of customers. To take care of customers. To give full-time
the responses that we saw online where a Walmart employee was interviewed about this, he said that this is nonsense, that these people don't know what they're talking about. The actual quote is, quote, everything they're saying, this is from Philadelphia store, CBS reported, everything they're saying is wrong, wrong, absolutely wrong. They give us benefits, they give us extras, they give us parties, we get bonuses. This is all wrong. So who's telling the truth here? Now, at this point, security has shown up. That's when they interrupt their mic check and begin chanting, we'll be back, and leave the store. So they were asked to leave at this point. No one was arrested.
Yeah, as far as I could tell, the only arrests were in Paramount, California, where the people were actually
sitting in traffic. And that's disorderly conduct arrest for usually typically blocking traffic.
They were actually arrested for unlawful assembly.
Oh, okay. It's another catch-all charge they tend to throw.
Yeah, where they have ordinances of if there's more than three people, then we can say that it's an unlawful assembly. Blah blah blah.
You know, I've never been a supporter of sitting in traffic or blocking traffic in any way. A lot of people
says the man that sat in front of a police car.
That's different. That's different. People were able to get around that pretty easily because the police were already blocking that that traffic. The police had parked their cars along the inner circle of the central square here in Keene, downtown Keene, and they had been parked there for several minutes. So they were the ones who had blocked off that lane of traffic. I merely attempted to prevent them from leaving with the innocent woman that they'd kidnapped for having an open container in the park. So no, I don't agree with the blocking of traffic as a protest method. It seems like if you want to get people on your side, you probably shouldn't do things to get in their way.
Right.
I understand you want to be noticed. Like, I get that aspect of it. I understand that you want to have an impact, that you want something to be memorable about your protest. But it seems counterproductive. And, you know, this is coming from somebody who's been accused of doing all manner of counterproductive protests. But usually the things that I do are intended to, you know, have an issue with the government people and to cause issues with their operations, not with the operations of the average person who's just trying to go to work. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, Black Friday or Black Thursday. Daryl's got that story, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want as well. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our SuperTuck Deluxe or MiniTuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control even in the remaining moments, which are imminent right now. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's joining us from FPP.cc, which is his website. And we're both here, Daryl. You and I have the pleasure of knowing one another because of the Free State Project.
Yes.
Otherwise, we would probably have never crossed paths. And that's a true statement for over 1,100 people that are already in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. These are people who, like you and I, Daryl, have come from far away in a lot of cases. Sometimes not so far, but mostly a lot. You know, even as far as over in California or around the world, have traveled here to New Hampshire to get active, to achieve more liberty in our lifetime, more freedom for you to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. And if you get what freedom's all about, and that is that, you know, in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, even if they will do things with their freedom that you wouldn't necessarily do with yours, even if they'll go and stand in a line at 3 in the morning to try to get a special deal on a TV set. Walmart's selling 50-inch LCD TVs for $300 today. I can see why somebody who's in the market for an LCD TV might want to stand in a line to get a deal like that.
I don't own a TV.
You don't? Huh. I do. It's a nice thing to have. I don't watch cable on it. I don't have cable TV. But you know, if you're going to watch a DVD or a Blu-ray or something, it's kind of a nice thing.
There's
to
a
have.
Projector.
But I paid $1,000 for mine, but that was, you know, 5 years ago. And Mark just got one recently, and he paid $500. So just in the last 5 years, the cost of these TV sets has come down by half. And so I can understand why somebody would do it. But, you know, if you want to be free, you have to allow other people to do things with their freedom that you wouldn't do with yours. And I have done this. I have stood in the lines at the Black Friday, and thankfully my experience was relatively positive. And I have a feeling most people's experience is, otherwise they probably wouldn't keep coming out and doing it. I don't imagine you see fights at most places. When you go to the Drudge Report, you see all of the videos and the ridiculousness and the people pushing and shoving. Because that's the news. Because it doesn't happen that often is why it's newsworthy.
Right.
It is unusual, therefore it is newsworthy, therefore it tops the headlines. Anyway, you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. It is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You got to get together with other people that think like you in the same place And that doesn't mean doing it in some big metro. Some people are of the mindset that, oh, we can just free Houston. Well, Houston is, I think, the fourth largest metro in the entire country. And a dozen or five dozen people in Houston isn't going to have the same impact that five dozen people will have in Manchester, where the population is 100,000 people, or in Keene, where we are, where the population is 25,000 people. It just makes sense to move people to one place, and I mean New Hampshire, so there's a lot of options within New Hampshire, to move people to one place where they can really have an impact, where the ideas of liberty can actually spread and can actually be shown to be the success that we know that they will be. FreeStateProject.org. Go there, learn more, get signed up. Let's go to the phones. Sam's on the line in Utah. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind?
I was just thinking about this Walmart and the unions, and I don't think the unions actually have these people's like living wage or whatever in mind. I think they see them as dues payers.
Dues payers, union dues payers, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
The union seed potential for money.
There was one, like, I think it was LAX or something, they voted out the SEIU as their union.
Really?
So they showed up and started protesting, and the employees were saying, well, they're not even our union anymore. So,
I mean, yeah, that's a great point. The union is more in it for the union than it is for the benefit of the workers.
Well, yeah, they're dues payers. That's what the union needs is, you know, is the money.
Right. Well, the people running the union want that money for sure.
Yeah.
Great point. Anything else you want to share, Sam?
Nope, that was it.
Appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. Nick's in Illinois on the amp lines. Hey, Nick.
Hi. Last segment, you were talking about a protest because some people believe that people at Walmart weren't getting a living wage. And you made the case that if people at Walmart were paid more, then the products would cost more. But there's a more refined version of that argument, which focuses on the fact that the people higher up the chain at companies like that make so much. There was this infographic that I saw on Facebook, I don't know if you've seen it, where it talked about the CEO of Papa John's.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this one?
I've not.
I've seen something where he basically said, I do not owe my employees a share of the profits.
Oh, I haven't heard about that one. The one that I saw was an aerial view of his palatial estate. Pretty huge place. And it talks about how he has a castle with like a 24-car garage or something like that. And yet he claims that he can't afford to pay for Obamacare because it would cost 14 cents more per pizza. The implicit argument there obviously is, well, why is it that he's going to pass those costs on to the consumer rather than making less money himself so that his workers can live better and have health care?
How much does the CEO of Papa John's make a year? Because I'm just thinking that they sell probably millions of pizzas every day. So at 14 cents, you know, the economics, right, as I see it, he's not making enough to where, you know, even if he took a zero salary, that would offset the rising cost for providing health care for everyone.
Yeah, I get it. Like, I understand the critique that these CEOs and owners are making so much money and it doesn't seem fair in comparison to the workers. And I think that there's an argument to be made that a lot of CEOs are overpaid. I mean, you bring in a CEO, he doesn't rescue the company, but yet he still leaves on a golden parachute of millions.
$30 million to leave.
Right, exactly. And so I think that those critiques are totally valid. And if the companies wanted to, they could say, hey, look, we're going to cut our CEO's pay to $1 million a year or $500,000 a year,
right,
and make a big fanfare out of it. But I think that Daryl's ultimately right, that whether the CEO makes $1 million a year or $100 $100 million a year. On the scale of an international company like Walmart or even a national company where you've got thousands or hundreds of stores and, you know, a huge, huge revenue every single year, really, ultimately, that's just a drop in the entire pay structure's bucket.
I've seen statistics before that showed that some of the highest paid CEOs, when it's broken down to how much they make per employee of the company, it's somewhere right around 50 cents per employee.
So if somebody's doing a very good job at what they do, then, you know, they should be paid what the market says that they're worth. I mean, I'm one of those people that I get the complaints, like, you know, like a lot of baseball stars, for instance. These guys make a ton of money, and I think it's ridiculous, personally, because they're not really doing anything particularly valuable to me. But obviously, to the people that are fans of those teams, they are. Those people are willing to go and pay $35 or $100 for a ticket, and then $10 for a beer.
$35, that's a cheap ticket.
Right, that would be like the Devil Rays in Tampa Bay, where I come from, when they were originally sucking.
In the cheap seats.
Yeah. Or, you know, and then they go and they pay $7 for a beer or $10 for a beer. People are obviously willing to do that, and who am I to stand in the way of that?
That is the most common counter argument that I hear from the Liberty side, but this issue is the one that I find the hardest to argue against, because it comes from a moral position, the same way as our non-aggression principle. But I have actually had people tell me to my face, you know, things like, well, other people's right to life, you know, with healthcare and whatnot, is more important than someone else's right to property.
Well, that's a scary thing.
Well, it's as common as the air that I breathe, and I think I'm beginning to understand that people understand that taxation is theft, and they don't care.
Sure.
They actually support it because they believe that other things are vastly more important.
Well, they think they're going to get a piece of it. They think that if they support theft, that there's a chunk of it out there that, you know, those rich people's money, that they'll be able to get a piece of. And I think
are
that you may be
right.
Are
most people on government assistance? So most people are getting a chunk of it.
A lot of people are getting a piece of it, yeah. I mean, and not just government assistance, but people with government contracts and that sort of thing, which is another reason why we just need to concentrate liberty-minded people in one place, because we're not going to change everyone's mind, especially with everybody getting all these payouts.
It's also why I think that that there needs to be more emphasis on proving to people that the world, that the poor especially, really are better off under a free market system. Not just on the moral grounds of, well, stealing is wrong, because then you sort of set yourself up where it's like, you know, I wouldn't support the stealing of one loaf of bread, even if the person would starve otherwise.
Wish we had more time for you, Nick. Thanks for the call and the thoughts here tonight. We're done, actually, for tonight, but you can join Daryl online at fpp.cc. Maybe we'll talk about the Black Friday, Thursday story tomorrow or next week.
Quantum the Bible. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.